Sagt der Heilige Mishna weiter, Masechtas Menaches, Perik Tes, Mishna Beis, Sheva Midai Shel Lach Hayu B'Migdash. The word Lach means liquid. Until now we discussed the solid measures, things that measure something that's dry, like flour. Now we talk about things that measure wet items, like oil and wine. Lach means either liquid, sometimes it's used in the context of something being moist. It says the Mishnah, Sheva Midah Shalach Hayah B'Migdash, there were seven types of measures for liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. Hin. Hin is a measurement of liquid. How much is a hin? One hin is 12 loig. How much is a loig? A loig is equal to like the space of 6 eggs. Look at it this way. A revius haloig is the shear for Kiddush, the minimum amount. The shear for dalet kaises, it depends on the size of the kais. Many shittas all you have to have rive kais. But if you had a small enough kais, a revius haloig would be enough. How much is a quarter of a loig? Anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. According to the Chazonish, it's a little bit more than 5 ounces, I think. According to the Moshe, more than 3. Well, that's a quarter of a loig. So a loig is 4 times that amount. Okay, just giving you a general idea. So there's a hin. Really, there was no carbon that required a full hin. But Moshe Rabbeinu needed a hin, again a hin is a measurement, a hin of shemen zayis to make the shemen hamishka. And that was used for anointing the kehanim and the kelim in the mishka. And there was a measure, it says the Mishnah Vayiter, of, this is the second one, v'chatzi, a hin, a half a hin. Ushlish is a hin, and there was a measure that measured a third of a hin. Urevi is a hin, and there was a measure that measured a quarter hin. The next Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem Yizmarach, is going to explain when exactly we use these different types of measurements. Okay, the fifth one was loig. We already explained that one hin equals 12 loig. The chatzi loig, there was a measure that measured a half a loig, a revius loig, and a quarter loig. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadik, I mean Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadik says, Shenosais hayu behin. You didn't have all these different measuring cups, measuring kelim. There was only one measuring keli that was a hin. But there were shnosis, little marks in the hin, one lower than the other. It may have been a mark, it may have been a little bit of an indentation, says the Bat Tanura. So you knew, atkan lapar, until here is an asachim for a bull, that's a half a hin. Atkan la'ayil, until here is an asachim for a ram, that would be a third of a hin. Atkan la'kavis, until here the nesachim for a kavis, and that was a quarter of a hin. Kavis is a lamb. A third sheeter of Shimon Amir, of Shimon says, Lo hoya sham hin, there was no hin measure in the Beis HaMikdash at all. V'chima hoya hin mishamish. For what purpose would I need a hin? There was nothing in the Beis HaMikdash, says Reb Shimon, that required a full hin. It was only the Shemen HaMishcha in the days of Moshe, like we explained. And they still had that Shemen. As a matter of fact, that Shemen is still here. It's someplace in the world hidden. When Mashiach comes, we'll find it. El rather, according to Reb Shimon, Mida Yaseira Shaloig Umechza Haisa. Now, we know there are 7 Midas, so if there was no hin, what was the 7th one? Sagt Reb Shimon, there was an additional measuring vessel of a loig and a half in the Beis HaMikdash. And what did we have to measure a loig and a half for? Shabaha Yamoideid Leminchas Kayin Gadal. That's what they would measure, the oil for the Kohen Gadol's Chavitin Mincha. Now really, the Kohen Gadol needed 3 loig of shemen, but loig yimechze babayker, v'loig yimechze bein harabayim. A loig and a half of oil was used in the morning, and a loig and a half in the afternoon. Okay, quickly chazering over, Perik Tes Mishnah Beis, there were 7 liquid measurements in the Beis HaMikdash. That was a Messiah the Chachamim had. What were the 7? According to the Tanakhama, they were a hin, a half a hin, a third of a hin, quarter hin, a loig, half a loig, quarter loig. Rabbi Lazar of Tzadik says, there was only a hin, but it had different markings to show. Until here, you have a half a hin needed for the par, the michas nesacham of a par. Until here, a third of a hin for the ayil. Until here, a quarter of a hin for the lamb. That means the michas nesacham that came along with the lamb. Rabbi Shimon says, No, there were 7. He agrees with the Tanakhama there were 7. But there was no hin. Why would he need a hin for? It was only used once for the Shemen HaMishcha. So what was the extra one? There was a loigu mechza one. And that's because for the Michas Kayin Gadol, even though it was three log, but it was a loigu mechza babayker, and a loig and a half bein hu arbayim, so there was a loig and a half measure. What about according to the Chachamim? How did the Kayin Gadol measure this loig and a half? Well, he had a chatzi loig measurement, and he just filled it up three times. That was a loig and a half. Now, according to Reb Shimon, you couldn't do that. According to Reb Shimon, the Mefarshim explain, everything that had a measure had an exact keli for that measure.